I wished I had a wife and kids. I mean, I really wished I had a wife and kids. Somebody somewhere that loved me in a way I could look forward to going back to the world to. I knew Mama loved me, but I also knew when I got back she would expect me to be the same person. But it could never happen. She hadn't been to Nam. She hadn't given her poncho to anybody to wrap a body in, or stepped over a dying kid. Maybe she was worried about me the same way a wife would. I didn't even know how a wife would worry. Gearhart wasn't talking about her worrying. He was just talking about the paper boy. It was like she was away and going through the crap. Maybe she was, in a way. Pee-wee! I called over to where he was reading a paper. You think I should tell my little brother about how things are over here?
You ain't told him yet?
I keep trying to, but I can't get it out right. You know, I don't want him to think about it like you do when you go to the movies.
You gotta tell him it's just the way things are in the movies,
Lobel called out from across the aisle.
You tell people what this is really like, and who's going to come to the next war? They'll have all the announcements out and everything, and nobody will show up.
Yeah, but you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking that whatever I tell him, he's going to start thinking about heroes and stuff like that.
Heroes?
You know, to a kid, if you kill somebody and the somebody is supposed to be a bad guy, you're a hero.
You ain't killed nobody yet, Pee-wee said. They got to be people before you can kill them. You think these Kongs is people?
Yeah, sure they are.
What they names?
How the hell would I know their names?
What they like to eat?
I don't know.
See, they ain't people to you yet. You figure out all that shit, what they names is, what they like to eat, who do the dishes and shit like that, then they people. Then you shoot them, you killing somebody.
You're talking technical stuff, Lobel said. You shoot some guy and he falls down, you've killed him, pure and simple.
Hey, Lobel, if they was people to your ugly overweight ass, you couldn't kill them because you wouldn't have the heart.
You couldn't either, I said.
Yeah, I could, Pee-wee said. I'm a damn animal, man. Oh, Pee-wee is going to fight the next war all by himself.
Monica was putting powder on his crotch.
No, I'm going to go out, get me some more 17-year-olds like us that don't know nothing, and turn them all into animals, Pee-wee said. And if I catch some dude putting face powder on his crotch like you doing, I'm going to put him on point, because I know he ain't got no sense.
This is supposed to keep the jock itch down, Monica said. They argued about whether or not Monica was enough of a jock to have jock itch, with Pee-wee saying that Monica was just about enough man to have jock tickle, but not near enough man to have jock itch. I started writing to Kenny.